Our post-game coverage here on 92.1 at KRLS. It's a five-inning Pella 9-1 victory. The Dutch moved to 9-8 overall, getting this win outside of the Little Hawkeye Conference. We have our McCall Monument Monumental Player of the Game. She's got the enlarged hat to show for it. It's Abby Melvin. Abby, good to talk to you. Not in a track and field uniform this time, but in softball. Congratulations on a big win. What does it mean to have this bounce back, especially after a tough start to the week?
It means a lot. I think it's really good for our team to play at home and play against such a close school because people know a lot of people from the team, and I think it's just good to get a win at home in five innings, and especially after last night. So I think it's just a good restart to the week, and we'll be back here again tomorrow. So,
well, and how important was that mentally? Because, I mean, it wasn't just the 17-0 loss. It was you guys were down 8-0 in game two as well when it got called due to lightning. How important was it mentally to get to a good start? I know that we gave up that first run, but after that, it really felt like things improved. Just mentally, how big was that not to let last night linger too long?
I mean, it was pretty hard. I mean, in the first inning, they had bases loaded, so we knew we needed to do something. And after they scored one, I think we kind of got down a little bit, but then we bounced right back. So I think that was really important for us. And then when we got five runs in the first inning, I think that really helped set the stage for how the game was going to end up going.
Well, Coach Manowitz has been intentional about, when she sends me the updates for the games I'm not at, about mentioning your defense in particular. This infield defense, a lot had to move, obviously, last year with Ava and Kiki graduating. It feels like you're starting to get your rhythm. That double play was the reason why the bases were suddenly not loaded. How important has it been, knowing that you guys have a pretty good offense and a pretty good strikeout pitcher, to try and improve on the outs that you're getting on the infield?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really important. I mean, as a second baseman, I don't get a ton of balls hit to me like the shortstop or third would, so I just know when it comes to me that it has to, I have to field it clean, and I have to, do it with the, everyone's, counting on you if you get it hit too. And when Emma's pitching so well, it's just really important for when they do get a hit off of her that we just have to stay focused and just keep it in front. And I think that's really something we've all worked on. I think we all do a good job of just keeping it in front and just looking for the next play.
Here with Abby Melvin, a Pella High School junior, soon to be senior, who obviously had a fantastic track and field season, now joining us here in the softball season following a 9-1 win. And I bring that up not just because obviously you had a great time going to the Blue Oval, but this team had a lot of girls who went too. And now it shows often when you're on offense and all the speed you have, but it also probably took a while to kind of get things going, knowing that practices were limited. What's it like starting to see some of these signs of what the team can be, knowing now that you've got more of the season underneath you? You're never going to be upset about qualifying for state track, but it probably did have an impact on the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I mean, me and along with all the other girls who qualified, we had a slower start this season because we weren't allowed to practice as much, but I think just now we're starting to get in the rhythm, and you can see it on the bases. I think Riley Parks has the most stolen bases, and she ran at state, and I think it just really shows because we just have such a fast team, and I think that's really important too. And I think with all the games we've had, we just keep getting reps and just keep getting better with every ball hit to us.
Yeah, Avery obviously there, Sheck was there, quite a few of you. And the benefit is it does show, and when this team is at its best, it's like a night like tonight where you're taking extra bases, even when you're just getting on base. And you know, I don't think you had a hit tonight technically, but you put the ball in play and use your speed to get on. Mm-hmm. How important is that going forward, knowing that obviously Emma and Katie are going to get theirs? Mm-hmm. The rest of you have to do it with your legs.
Right, yeah, I agree, because I don't really know where my ball went, but I kind of beat it out, and I think that's happened maybe five or six times this year, and I think it's important. Along with the other girls who just don't have as much strength as Katie or Emma, I think it's just really important that we just got to run as fast as we can, and it helps a lot with our bunting team because we have quite a few girls that are able to bunt, so I think that's really important that we have such speed, because even if you get on from an error or if they just barely bobble it, a lot of us are still going to get on with our speed.
And then just another note on that too is that I don't want to keep bringing up Monday, but obviously in between some of these great wins, you've had some difficult losses against teams that are likely going to be at the state tournament. Mm-hmm. This team wants to get there. They want to be in Fort Dodge to end their season and really cause a problem for Coach Banowitz with her wedding that week. Other motivations aside, how important is it not to let nights like last night get to you, knowing that there are nights, not even like tonight, but when you played DCG well and when you've played Norwalk well in the past, that shows that this team can be one of those final eight teams?
Mm-hmm. I think it's just we have to move past it because we're such a good team, and I think what happens is we just get in our head. So I think it's just really important for us to move past it. We had a really tough loss last night, but we came here ready to play. No one hung their heads. We just started off strong, and I think that's what's been helping us going, just keeping the energy up and just looking towards the next thing and just flushing it and forgetting about other games.
Well, and I know this team still wants to have a winning season. That's still in front of you. It starts with nights like coming up on Wednesday with Newton, a team that you swept. Mm-hmm. at their place, and then obviously you got two with Norwalk at the end of the week. How critical is the stretch just mentally to get yourself ready for the postseason, knowing it's only a few short weeks away?
I think it's really important because I think this week we have 10 games, so just getting good sleep and nutrition and hydration, I think it's just really important that we all just stay up and stay loud, and we're all playing the we're all out there, so we all just have to go out and do our best. So I think it's just really important. Like, tomorrow we have a good chance of winning, and we could play good against Albia. So I just think it's really important that we go out there and just do what we know we can do instead of getting in our heads.
So let's say a game on Monday, game on Tuesday, Wednesday, and the doubleheader Thursday or doubleheader Friday, and a tournament Saturday, right?
Yep.
Just a few things coming up for the Pella Dutch this week. Join us our next broadcast coming up with Newton on Wednesday. That's Abby Melvin, a junior, a state track and field qualifier in multiple events, also a starter who's been playing some good defense at second base. Abby, good to talk to you in this context.
Yes,
and look forward
to
our next conversation.
Thank you.